Welcome to Crop Sense, presented by North Carolina Cooperative Extension. I'm Jacob Morgan, a field crops agent with North Carolina Cooperative Extension. Today, we have a farmer, Jay Sullivan, with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about stink bugs and how they've impacted his farm. Jay, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Jay. I farm in Sampson County in partners with my son, Jarman. We farm, you know, roughly 650, 700 acres maybe. I've done it all my life, the only job I've ever had. I farmed with my father before in partnership, and as Jarman graduated from state and he came home to the farm, we've been at it ever since.
Sounds like a family operation. So we're talking about stink bugs in corn specifically today. When did you first start seeing issues with stink bugs in corn?
We've known for 15 to 20 years that stink bugs were prevalent and it could be a problem, but it was not a every year event that we would have. I think part of it is where we farm. We farm in a county that has a lot of produce, vegetables, a lot of different crops, and it tends to affect different things that we're doing differently in different years, depending on what crops have grown around us. We've known that it's been a problem, but it's seemed like it's gotten worse exponentially in the last 7 or 8 years. I reached out to Dr. Risey in about 2015 or 16. We had a stink bug summit here on this farm with Dr. Risey and some industry reps and local extension folks, and we talked about trying to determine the damage that they were actually doing to a corn crop. And we've seen it when it's been what I believe to be extremely high. It's always been hard to get somebody else to put a figure on what it is, but it's not a problem that's, you know, readily able to define when you see it. I think stink bug damage, people tend to want to blame dry weather, poor weather, and it's really stink bug damage that we're seeing. We've learned a lot through the years. Dr. Isaac has schooled us very well in some of the things we need to be looking for. The key to it all is scouting.
Two questions. One is, when do you start scouting for the stink bugs, and what are you looking for? And I guess it's three questions technically. When do you start scouting? What are you looking for? How do you go about the actual scouting? How do you go about looking for them?
Well, originally, we start scouting as soon as the corn has emerged. Stink bug damage is hard to differentiate between sometimes wireworms or bill bugs. It's hard for me to determine without seeing the bug actually on the corn doing the damage, which is which. We found through the years that in early times during the season, stink bugs tend to be worse, maybe where we're planting in the cover crops. I think they're probably a little bit worse. We strip till, conservation tillage for most of our acres, but occasionally there'll be some that's conventionally tilled depending on the previous crop and, you know, the rotation we're trying to desire. And I think there's a difference sometimes in that. So you better be looking all the time. The worst time, the biggest damage that they can give to us is just before that ear emerges. That stink bug's smart enough to know where that ear is, and that's where he'll catch it before it emerges from the plant. And I'm really looking hard at V8 through V10 to determine if they're there or not. Dr. Risey has gotten, through some of his work, has gotten some really good scouting methods that you got to go to, but it's time consuming, but it's very necessary. You don't want to just limit all your scouting to the edges of the field, but that's where you're going to start, because they're going to be stink bugs typically come crop beside of it, a small grains crop, or it may come from the woods or from the ditch banks. It's not a good thing to, an easy thing to put your finger on.
So working around the edges and see, once you start seeing them coming in, maybe you can look through the field a little more.
As soon as we start looking, we're going to be out in the middle of the field. Originally, we thought stink bugs were using corn as a bridge crop to get to something that they preferred more, but I've decided that stink bugs are, corn is a preferred food source for stink bugs. We've looked at it, the first time when we had our little summit here, I had 35 questions to ask the folks there, and because that's my thing. I've always got more questions than I have answers. and we're always looking to determine, we wondered if it was varietal, if it was maturity date, and we think that stink bug's smart enough, he goes to where his preferred food source is first, just like us on a buffet. But he'll eventually get around to all of it if something's not done to him. Also, he's not that easy to kill. And in a corn crop, when it gets up V9, V10, somewhere in there, you're talking about aerial application. And we were not sure we could kill him, you know, with a crop duster, but we've determined that we can pretty good. And I think you got to be looking. Dr. Rising has had, probably ever since 2016, he has had some kind of study or another going, a lot of it on this farm, but in this area, to try to refine his scouting technique and also his treatment techniques that we might have to have if threshold is met. I do think that it varies across the state, but I also think that the potential for stink bugs is getting worse across the state.
So, Jay, if a farmer is listening to this and thinks, I'm not sure if I have stink bugs or not, what does the damage look like? Or maybe what's something if they, you know, they've been in their fields and looking at ears over the past few years that they would notice that they would not have thought was stink bug damage, but a way to kind of tell, especially on the ear or even, you know, at that seedling stage, once it starts coming out of that stage, what are some visual things that they can see to kind of tell them this is stink bug damage?
Well, if you're really sharp like Dr. Rising is, you can go to the plant and actually see where the stink bug has hit the plant. But the easiest way to tell, which is after the fact and it's too late to do anything about it, when the corn matures and you start to see a crook in the ear, or what we call a banana ear, and then you follow that ear on out to harvest and you get through and it says, oh, that looks like dry weather damage. If this was not a podcast, I could send you some good pictures of the same row of corn under irrigation that has had heavy damage from stink bugs, and you would think it was two different fields, two different soil types, two different amounts of weather that you've had on the crop looking at it. But you can see the same thing to some degree early on. Say when you're laying by corn, you can see damage if they were really prevalent at, say, before V6. You may think, well, that's bill bug damage or that's something else. Matter of fact, we've all argued back and forth, we and some of the specialists, about whether we were looking at bill bug damage or stink bug damage. But we've actually gone out and flagged some of those plants and followed them all the way through. And if it hits it early enough and it follows through the crop, you have less pollination in those plants that were hit because they're behind the rest of them. And it's a crop issue that becomes hard to identify if you can't pare it back down a particular event, whether it was dry weather, whether it was stink bugs. But I am of the opinion that stink bugs has given more bad publicity to the weather than it has to the actual stink bug issue being there.
I think we're blaming a lot of stuff on weather that may be an insect issue, is what I'm hearing you say.
That's exactly correct.
Now, what percent damage do you think these stink bugs are causing, or have y'all been able to quantify bushels lost or a percent a yield loss?
The worst that I've ever seen, and this is my and Jarman's opinion, it is not particularly anybody else, us making the guesstimation, we think we've seen 40 bushel loss at the highest. And I have had some discrepancy among some of the specialists. I had one to say under some irrigated corn, he thought there might have been 80 bushels lost. But it's hard. That's another one that's hard to quantify. But in the earlier times when we were really looking at it, I would leave a row in the field and go back and I'd get the experts to look at it with me, and we'd shuck back the ears and we'd count on a hundredth of an acre and see what the damage. And that's how I would try to quantify the yield loss. And I'm not sure how accurate that I am, but I would be willing to say 40 bushels in worst case. I've seen that.
So we're trying to control these guys to prevent yield loss. So what's been the cost of application and insecticide to control these fields that you've found are over threshold for stink bugs?
Well, it's varied, but I figure you need to have, you know, you need to have $20 an acre in a budget just to address the stink bugs. The highest cost that I have at the most damage that they do is going to be at that V9, V10, up to VT level in that corn. And I think at that point, you're going to have aerial application to do so. So whatever your aerial applicator is, and I'm a firm believer the more gallons you can put out, the better job you're going to do. Well, most of the time with aerial application, about 5 gallons is about the max that anybody can put out, and I think you need to be at that 5 gallon an acre level. And right now, bifenthrin, as far as we can tell, is still the best insecticide to use, but it's fairly reasonable. It's not as reasonable as it was 3 or 4 years ago, but it's still a fairly reasonable, and I think the best option that we have is an insecticide.
So strategies-wise, you're scouting for them basically once that corn comes up, and then maybe more seriously at V8 to V10, trying to find them right when those silks are starting to come out, trying to find it if there's stink bugs out there feeding on those ears, and then you're coming through with, I guess, either a high boy or a crop duster and trying to get them. Is that about what I'm hearing as far as your strategies?
Right. Most of the time, if you can get in there with a high boy, you're probably a little bit too early. But now, again, I've seen it at seedling damage or even up to V3 or V4 when I thought it was so bad that I wonder if I ought to have had some insecticide. And we've done a little on-farm testing to on our own to see if we could determine it, but that's hit or miss. We don't always see that seedling damage. I think sometimes coming into all years are different, but they're all the same in some regards too. But if you're coming into a lush cover crop, cereal grain, they may be more prevalent there, just like if they were in a wheat crop. They may have already moved out of the woods or the ditches into that, and if you kill it too close behind ahead of the planter, they're still hanging around waiting for that seedling to emerge. If you're able to desiccate the cover crop early enough, they may move on, you know. But then I say the same things about a wheat crop. Sometimes one of the first keys that we'll see if we're harvesting wheat, and I can smell the stink bugs from the inside of the cab, or I see a bunch of them crawling around in the wheat in the grain tank on the combine, we need to be looking. The other thing about the stink bug that's kind of interesting to me is you can look at it weekly and you know, there's none here and you're thinking, well, I'm gonna make it and we're not going to have to worry about spraying and spending that extra $18 to $20 an acre. And then all of a sudden in the span of 4 or 5 days, they're all there. They've left wherever they were and they've come straight to my corn field.
So have you done any cultural practices? Have you felt like there's any benefit maybe controlling field edges as far as mowing them or doing something else to kind of limit the area they're coming from, or does that seem not to make much difference?
I think it's totally dependent upon the year. We've not ever been able to determine that we could stop it ahead of the time by working on ditch banks or checking the woods. We have some planted pines, a couple of hundred acres, and we have burned them in February and March, and we've been swarmed with stink bugs during the course of burning them. And I know what they're doing. They're wintering under the pine bark or under the foliage or whatever in the woods that we're working on. So it's kind of hard to say what's going to happen. And I think weather has a bearing on it. Whether it's warm spring or warm late winter, and you know, they may move differently different years. In all honesty, as Dr. Rising says, the key to it is scouting. It's going to be scouting, and they're not always easy to scout. My son Jarman says it's like squirrel hunting, because if you're going through the field and you see a stink bug 7-8 heels ahead of you, and he sees you, he's going around to the other side of that plant. So you need to be looking on all sides, both sides of the road, and in between all the time.
What kind of stink bugs have you been dealing with mostly? Brown stink bugs or green stink bugs or
both, but mostly the brown, I think, is the hardest to kill, and I think he probably does the most damage. But in 2020, I was surprised at the amount of green stink bugs that we saw for that year, and that followed all the way through the soybean crop as well. I don't know just why that was, but we talked about it. I talked about it with Dr. Isaac some and Wesley Stallings and various ones around, but it's going to be real interesting to see what this year brings, because it, as I said earlier, there's no 2 years alike. We've had years that we've had to spray 100% of the corn. We've had years that we've sprayed, you know, 2/3 of the crop or half the crop and got by without having to spray the other. But it's the key is the scouting. You know, Benjamin Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned, and there's some truth in that. But we really got to be. We can't use a generalization. We got to look at all the fields, all the places. As we've done this through the years, we have discovered we have hot spots, and they have those hot spots have certain things in common. They're adjacent to a wood line, or they're adjacent to the ditches. And Dr. Isaac has spent right much effort having folks, and I think he's even had folks from maybe a forestry student that did some looking at some of the woods and trying to determine where the stink bugs are. And I know he's done a lot of cage studies with them, and we talk about it all the time, how to be prepared and how to work against what we think is probably the number one insect pest that I have to deal with here on my farm.
Now, how often are y'all scouting? Are y'all scouting once a week, twice a week, and you're starting at seedling stage and you're just scouting the whole way through, or are you taking a break off in there for part of the time, or how? Explain to me your scouting schedule.
Well, as I say, we're out here right now. You said it earlier yourself, and you're right. We're looking right now to see if we can see the damage. And in a true scouting system, you're not supposed to go to a damaged hill and start from there. You're supposed to be looking anyway, and we do. But as the crop size and growing increases, then you got to step it up. When we start to see the stink bugs, if we start to see a rapid change in the numbers from the week before, we may do it twice a week instead of just weekly. To be quite honest, when I get in that V10 stage, I get nervous. If I hadn't seen any, I may be out there twice a week anyway, because I'm wondering if I missed something. That's how prevalent we think that problem is here.
All right. Is there anything else you think you wanted to talk about stink bugs, or you think it's important for growers to hear before we wrap this up?
I think the best thing they can do is cast their own shadow in the field. I think it's good to have crop consultants and scouts, but I think you need to have an idea of what you're looking at yourself, and I think you need to really work hard and cultivate a good relationship with your field crops agent, because he's going to help you get through this with a minimum of outlay from your capital that you're working with.
And just to clarify, on seedling stage corn, you talked about bill bug damage looking very similar to stink bug damage, or vice versa. And that damage,
they're very hard to differentiate between. Also wireworms. Those three give me a lot of problem. I had thought in the past that I could differentiate between the stink bug and the bill bug, because a lot of times you'll see bill bug damage in the foliage and you'll see a little golden halo around it. But I'm not sure that that's the case. Exactly. That thing may bleach out and you can't tell a difference at it later. But I think it's still a hard thing to differentiate between them.
Yeah. And that,
go ahead.
Just to clarify, that damage looks like multiple holes across the width of the leaf, is my understanding.
It does. A lot of times you'll see it before the corn forms the whorl. He has hit it so early you'll see it out. When it unfurls and you're getting ready to spray or walking across the crop, you think, well, I've had bill bugs here. And a lot of times to determine if it was bill bug damage or stink bug damage, you can go back a month later and you might can find an adult bill bug. I've done that and decided, well, maybe it was bill bug issues instead of stink bugs. But again, that's after the fact, and it's hard to determine. But the key to it is going by the threshold. It's going to change according to the stage, the growth stage of the corn crop, as to what you're going to need to be looking for.
Jay, I certainly appreciate your time, and I think our listeners will as well. And like Jay said, if you have any questions about stink bug damage, how to scout for them, call your local extension agent. They're here to help. And as we always say, if it's not making money, it's not making sense.
That's right. We'll